We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.
To Around the House with Eric G. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
We're having fun in here today, guys, and we're going to enjoy this beautiful fall weather, and we're going to have fun doing it.
I'm happy it's here. Like, this is so refreshing coming into work today. It's so nice.
It's so nice out there. And you know something? We're going to get a little bit of nice weather again this next week here as well. Looks like we got some summertime temps coming back in, so we're gonna have a good time here. It's a great time to start knocking off those fall projects before they turn into winter ones.
And when you don't have time and you've got family over and you've got to do a bunch of projects, it's not the best thing to do.
Well, now that the kids are in school, they're busy doing homework, and maybe you have to do a little bit less entertaining out there of them, that they, you can send them, hey, get that homework knocked out. Maybe you can knock out a few of these honey-do list items, because there's a bunch of them we're going to talk about today. But the important thing is we're going to take your calls, because we're here to help you with that home improvement project. 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. That's the number right into the studio here. We've got an exciting day ahead, and I want you to join us on Facebook, because that's where the magic happens during the week when we're putting up stuff. Maybe it's a recall notice, maybe it's a new tip, maybe it's something that's in the news. We're all over that on the home improvement world. So I want you to join us on Facebook at Around the House with Eric G. And if you're working on a cool project, I want you to post it up in Around the House Nation, where that's a little closed group we got where everybody's really cool, plays along nice. We have a ton of experts in there as well from all different parts of the U.S. here that'll post things on there. What I like about that is you can post up projects, things you're working on, people comment, and it's a really cool area to share stuff. And being that it's a closed group, we can promise you that everybody's going to be nice.
Not going to be a whole lot of drama. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. It's not a closed group so that we can keep people out. It's just that we can kind of control it. So just go in there, ask to be a part of it. We'll either Eric or myself will bring you in, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time with it. Now, the thing is with that is, it's all home improvement. So it doesn't matter if you're working on a light switch that you're trying to figure out how to put in, or building a new wall, a brick wall, whatever you're doing out there, there's a ton of experts there to help you. So join us in the conversation today at 503-417-9595. I had a busy week this week. I was up visiting my friends up at KONA in the Tri-Cities. Went up there for a day trip. Went over and saw my friends over at Cooper Wine. It was a fun week. And now we're in here talking our fall maintenance checklist. Now, if you want to take this checklist and go through it yourself, jump over to the webpage Around the House Online. And that's where you're going to find everything over there. And you can, front page, bright red letters, click there, download it. That simple.
You can download literally what we're looking at right now today.
So follow along. There's your homework. You can go keep along with this. So here's the thing. Before the freezing weather arrives, I want you to go out and make sure you get those hoses disconnected from the spigots. That is how you are going to sit there and get everything frozen up if you're not careful, because it's so easy to do. You forget about that hose maybe on the side of the house, and we get a 20 degree day. It's all over.
Yeah, your hose is trash.
You're hosed. It's all over. So that's the first one on the list. Get those things dialed in. You know, get them drained out. Get them hung up in your shed or garage or wherever. Just get them out of the weather. You know, every time they're out in the sun's breaking them down. If you leave them out there for another 6 months, you're now, dialing it back the lifespan on it. So put it away. Keep it rolled up. And if you need it, you need it. But this time of year, Don't leave it outside. You're just going to ask for more problems. Now, here's the thing. I always like to drain or blow out those below-ground sprinkler systems. Most people don't drain them. Most of them blow it out. Portland area, we usually don't get too cold where you can kind of get away with it, but you're getting away with it. If you're over in the Tri-Cities, Bend, Baker City, you're going to have problems. East of the Cascades, you need to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be replacing broken things, I promise, because it happens every year if you don't.
Have you drained yours already?
Nope. Mine's still running.
Well, there you go.
Well, I've got that. Here's the thing. I've got that Ratio Bluetooth sprinkler system timer, so I can leave it on to keep everything green and looking good. And if it's a day like today, where right now out here it's a little bit drizzling downtown in Portland, not a big deal. It's not going to water my lawn. And so it's paying attention to that. So normally, yeah, about right now, I'd probably have that turned off.
Well, then again, we also, like you were just saying, we have some summer weather still coming in the next week.
Yeah, so I just want to keep it looking good. You know, if we got 80s this next week, then
get some water on it.
Yeah, keep it looking good all the way through. Try to ride it out. My other plants and stuff like that that were my annuals are kind of on their last leg. Those are about done. But yard, I'm going to keep that thing looking dialed.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little competition I got with the neighbors out there. You know, I got to keep that thing looking good. So that's just me. Plus, you know, what we talk about in the show, if you've got clay soil, like I've got pretty clay soil at my place, if you keep that wet around the house all year round, you have less chance of having foundation issues. You're not going to have the cracks and stuff that you could, because your soil's not compressing down, drying out, cracking, all those things, and then expanding back out when you get the water back on it. So you have a lot less drywall cracks and things like that if you keep that moist soil all around the house all year long, and you're not patching drywall as much, and your house is going to move if you're not careful.
So you'd say even in the winter, you would still go around and kind of keep that soil.
Yeah, I like to. Well, I'm wintertime usually around here, we don't have a problem.
True, with the rain.
You just want to keep it, you know, usually what happens is we get that. You know, we'll have a wet street like we have here. It's not going to dry out as much, you know, so we don't really have, even though we might not get anything for a few weeks, we'll have those dry winter streaks. It's still not moving around as much. It's still damp soil, so you're going to be okay. I'm not going to run the sprinklers in the wintertime, but just keeping it that way. If you can keep it that way, it's just going to be it's going to help no matter what. Not a bad thing to be. So that's two good ones right there. Now, here's probably the biggest one is making sure you've got the window wells, you've got the gutters and downspouts and storm drains cleaned out. Now, this could be a Saturday project or a Sunday project. I mean, when you're trying to keep all those leaves out of there, if you do it right now, guess what? Leaves are still on the tree. You're getting all your stuff out of summertime out of there. If you do it now, you'll have to do it again.
Yep.
So, but with all these rains, if it's already plugged, do it and go back and do it again. But be careful. This is when we're going to get into ladder safety and things like that, because there are way too many cool things you can do out there with phone apps. There's OSHA has NIOSH has a app for your phone that you could put on there that's ladder safety. And you can actually put your phone on the rungs of the ladder to make sure you put it together correctly. So it's pretty cool. We'll talk about that and cleaning up those gutters here when we come back. All right. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. We'll be talking home improvement and all that just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon, but we have a good time doing it. Numbers in the studio, because we want you to join in. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Put it in your phone, save it, contacts. That way you don't have to worry about me giving it to you every time. And guess what? You can call in with those questions every time you see it. Hey, is your cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that's CCB number 94222. It seems with realtors these days that it's either the sewer line, the roof, the foundation that are giving some headaches right now. So
absolutely.
Those are the big three ones that I'm seeing out there. So you might want to get that checked before you get the inspector out there, because I see this happen all the time that, you know, with my realtor friends out there, that homeowners will come in, I'll have the inspection done. You know, they're trying to buy this place, comes back with cracks in the foundation, and then they're scrambling trying to get it done before the deal's closed. Man, if you're putting your house up for sale, just get it dealt with beforehand. They're going to catch it.
Before you hit the market.
Oh, yeah. Before you hit the market, just fix it. Get it dialed in. Get your clean bill of health. And that way you can go, I already got it. And everybody's cool. You're going to pay for it one way or the other. And it's better not to be having to do it at the last minute. and having the stress about it.
Absolutely.
Little tip out there for your realtors, and well, you guys already know it because you deal with this every day, but all you people out there that are trying to think about selling a house, dial it in first. It's an important one. We've been talking our fall home maintenance checklist. This is the stuff you're supposed to be doing before wintertime hits, which, you know, around here, it might not ever hit. In the Portland side over here, we could be just like perpetual fall into spring, or it could be ugly. Overend, Bend, LeGrand, anywhere else on the east side, guess what? You guys will get it. I almost guarantee it. It always happens that way. So here's the thing with this thing. And if you want to follow along, go over to Around the House Online. Front page, you can see it right there. There's a little download button right there where you can download it. So if you want to go through this on your own time at home, you can download it there. And that's the website. That's got all the information up on there, from Mortgage to Oregon segments to our podcast, which is... if you missed the show today or you want to go back and listen to this again because you're out running around, maybe you're hitting the home improvement store, we got an answer for you. Or maybe there's a football game that's going to preempt part of the show. That can happen, too, this time of year in the football season. One of our wonderful stations out there. It's carrying the local sports. Nothing wrong with that. So that's why we have that podcast. You can follow along later. So check it out there. 503-417-9595. We were just talking about kind of getting your window wells, gutters, downspouts, and storm drains cleaned up. Now, I want to add one thing to this if you're on the west side of the mountain here. You know, for if you're over in the eastern side of the state here or in the desert, snowy area, if you're anywhere out in the country, it's funny. We have more people right now listening in Switzerland than some places in Oregon. So it's great. I love that on going through the podcast and listening. So this is for all you people out around the country, around the world that listen to Around the House. Keep in mind that when we're talking gutters, that works great here. If you've got a big snow area, maybe you don't have gutters because snow's pretty hard on them, to be honest, and you can have some serious problems with freezing. So take that into account. If when I'm talking gutters in those areas, start thinking about ice dams because you can have some serious problems with that. And when in doubt, make sure your insulation's great and you can actually put up the cables up there to get that dialed in. So make sure that you don't have those water issues with your roof. Those are important ones. But talking gutters, I want to make sure that if you're in a wet area, that you have those downspouts connected into a storm drain system. I don't want to see those just dump out next to the foundation. And so many homes do. In the city of Portland, to be specific, we had a program here because they had misplanned the stormwater and sewage system where it all came into one system. So we are great at filling the Willamette River up with sewage every year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We dump that into the river, and that's happens every single year, it seems. Well, that's another show and another subject. However, what happens, though, is that they gave credits to people on their water bills and sewer bills for disconnecting those. What happened was is when they did disconnect those, they just ran it out into the ground next to it. Now they're causing all these foundation issues across the city. There's millions of dollars of the foundation issues out there that have been caused by people disconnecting these systems. The problem is that nobody actually put them into a storm drain system to get away from the house. I want to see the outlet coming out of your downspout, coming out of your gutters. I want to see it about 16 feet away from your house. It needs to get away because it's going to be a problem. And I see Dane over here going,
mine is not that far away.
Exactly. I want to see it go into a pipe, going out towards the curb. Now, here's things you got to be careful with, depending on the city you're in. And this is kind of an important one. Sometimes the city does not want you dropping that off in the street or next to the sidewalk. So be careful. My neighborhood, they planned it that way. So the storm drain system, it goes out through a hole in the curb, it goes into the street, goes away. It's awesome. Works out well that way. It was planned that way when they built the neighborhood. So find out what's legal, what's not. You know, sometimes people get away with that by dropping it a couple feet from the curb. So it'll drain across the curb, maybe into the little mow strip and into the grass and into that. So you got a place for it to go. But that's kind of one of those things. I want to see it get way away from there because all that water is just going to keep damaging the concrete right there. That foundation, especially on an older house, was never designed for that. So
we, at least at my house, we put in some rocks and whatnot, kind of like a French drain kind of thing on the side of the house. But that downspout does come down right next to the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I like that I have the French drain there, but am I looking at some issues possibly down the line?
Yeah, it could cause issues down the line. You know, And again, I've seen people put drywells in, but the problem when you get into like drywells and cisterns and things like that is that we can fill those things up here really quickly. And if you don't stay on top of those things, you know, if you put a big one out back, if you don't have great draining soil, you're just going to fill it up. And it's now
not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. It takes a lot of space and a lot of great drainage in your soil for that to work correctly. So that can be a big, major project of digging up a yard to put one of those in. Because if you got a ton of clay soil, it's just not going to drain well. So sometimes just getting it away and make sure you don't damage the neighbors. I made a mistake in landscaping at my house up in the Seattle area. Didn't realize when I moved in that when we had big storms, my end of my backyard was in a canyon.
Oh,
kind of dropped down, had a nice view and stuff, but I didn't realize that the lake at the top of the hill overflowed under big storms. So I would have 6 inches, 7 inches of water running through the back corner of my yard.
So that's above you, and then the canyon's below you.
Yeah,
so the
canyon goes right through the back corner of my backyard. Well, I didn't realize that when I did some re-landscaping and put some nice flower beds in, that I directed that toward the side of my neighbor's garage.
Ooh.
Unintended, had no idea this happened. You know, it was not something that happened, but I had 8 inches of water hitting the side of his garage from that because I had re-landscaped the backyard, and it had been a couple years. Then I saw it, I was like, oh no, that was a very unintended consequence. So think about these things. Maybe ask your neighbors what the problems are if you're just moving in. A little word of the wise from my experience, because I was causing some serious issues. And of course, the city there had put a storm drain type system in to catch some of that water coming down the canyon. But when they installed it, the drain was about 4 inches higher than the terrain around it. So they kind of missed the mark. So it didn't do anything. So that was a tough part. And it was going to take an act of Congress to get them to change that. So I was like, okay. So got to be careful with your landscaping with that. You're going to get burned on that. It's just one of those things that, well, maybe not so fun. So, hey, join us over on Facebook. We want to get that. We've had so many great people that have been, you know,
giving us a like and a follow.
Yeah, just thank you to
it's
all of you
out
there.
It's been an amazing week.
Yeah,
or two.
We broke records for Around the House. So check out over there. And I want your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday afternoon. Man, love a little Jade there. He's actually in the studio. I've been helping him with some new stuff. I will tell you and tease you that his new stuff coming out is freaking amazing.
Please let us know when that comes out. Yeah. I want to get my hands on that.
Oh, yeah. It's super good. So he's been talking to some other professionals that you might see on music award shows out there that have been helping him out a little bit. And nice. I'm not going to drop any names here, but it's pretty impressive.
He's getting some networking done.
Yeah, he is. So it's helping him out a little bit. So you'll see a little bit more of that when it comes out on Around the House here. Hey, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at adarehomes.com. And they got that little tiny CCB number, which is 593. That's why they've been around for so long. They were on the front of that line, which is kind of cool. So we've been talking about our fall maintenance checklist. Can't believe that we're already talking about this. It's kind of like our annual fall maintenance checklist show.
Where did summer go?
It's crazy. I think it's the first time I've worn jeans here in the show in 6 months. I mean, that's how crazy it is. Not used to that. Well, I want your calls here to 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. We're also here next hour. I think we're going to have a call in from our friends at What Tools Inside. So if you listened to that show earlier, that is a really cool tool app that you can actually win tools from. And yes, it doesn't cost you anything. So you jump on this app and you can sit there and guess what tool they're giving away. What Tools Inside, that's where that is. You guess what it is. And if you guess correctly, you go into a drawing and you can win that tool. So it's a cool little program that they've got, and they've given away some tools that were thousands of dollars. So this is not like getting a little cheapy screwdriver, you're getting some cool stuff.
Well, and we teamed up with them here just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
A local company here in the Portland area, Coast.
Oh, Coast products.
Yeah. Awesome flashlights that they gave out. They were great.
Yeah, you've got one. I've got one. Those things, they will light up your life.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you even go to Coast's website, you can see them walking through a pitch dark cave and how much light these things put off.
They are amazing. And you can just about... Well, you can drive over the things.
Yeah, tough drop them, doesn't matter.
Which I love. So, but anyway, they're going to be coming on here. We're going to be talking about hurricane relief. They're doing a really cool, they've teamed up with a ton of tool manufacturers to get tools in hands of people that can fix things in the Carolinas. And so they're working on a cool program right now with that. So we're going to put them on here just to see if we can get some of you folks to help them out, share social media, all those things. Even if you can't afford to help and do that, just sharing on social media and getting out to your friends, maybe they can help. So just doing your part doesn't have to actually be a financial thing. So we're going to try to help them out a little bit, and they're friends of the show and we all work well together. So let's dive back into our fall maintenance checklist here. One of the big things too that we've talked about, and you and I were even talking about it off air here a little bit, but going around and making sure that you've got windows and doors all caulked up and sealed and new weather stripping as needed. That is a big thing. I mean, I've got a little tool that I can go around. You can spend $100 and get an easy one. It's a little thermal imaging scanner. You can get these things. $100 will get you something decent out there. You can spend a lot more for it, but you can get a little tiny one. Go around your house and you will be shocked at where those heat losses are.
Just say where these drafts are.
Oh, yeah. Wait for a nice cold day so you can get some good stuff out of it. Or even a hot day. If we got a day that's 86 degrees, it'll tell you the same thing because you're going to see heat coming through versus mm-hmm. cold coming through. It's the same program. But if you can see that coming around, you'll be shocked to see how badly maybe that door sill's out of adjustment or maybe, you know, coming through that garage door that you keep tearing up the weather stripping and don't see it. So dive into that a little bit. That one is going to keep the house more comfortable. Two, it's going to save you on the heating, electric, or gas bills. So, all of that is good for your pocketbook.
Absolutely.
So, and then make sure that when you do this, part of that is going around and make sure that it's all caulked up. And I don't want to see, you know, missing caulking and things like, especially here on this side of the mountains, but on the other side of the mountains, you can get snow and ice and everything else. So take a look at those things. We've got great weather for doing these kind of things now. You know, we got a fairly sunny week ahead. So great time to go out and do any of that caulking, touch-up painting and those kind of things. Get it dialed in before you get deep into the winter where it's too late to do some of that stuff.
It's just too cold outside. You don't want to get out there and do it.
No, you know. And then the other thing is I'd be worried about this right now. If you got a chimney, have it inspected, have it swept.
Yes.
Can we just not have any more chimney fires this year?
I don't even know how many we've had this year, but we don't need any more.
We don't need any more. You know, you see them. It was funny. Julie and I were at a concert, and we watched a flue fire at a major restaurant here earlier this year. And so it was in their, I think they were barbecuing inside the restaurant.
Okay.
And the grease in the duct caught fire, and it looked like a jet engine. I mean, I could see it. It was in the building across the street. We were far enough back.
In no time, that was spreading.
Oh, it was just, it stayed within the flue, it looked like, but it looked like a jet engine coming out the end of that thing. And it made a pretty good solid noise, too. It was burning everything up inside that duct. You don't want that in your chimney because now you're going to catch the roof on fire and you got a bad day going.
Well, and especially if you find all those drafts and then you want to, you know, have a fire around the holidays or you want to cut back on that heating bill.
Yeah.
Make sure that fireplace is in top condition.
Just get it dialed in, you know. I mean, just a little bit of maintenance goes a long way with that, and make sure you get it because, yeah, those things could just get out of control. And especially if you've got an older home, make sure it's just kind of dialed in with that. So get it inspected, have a chimney sweep come out, pay the money. They're going to get up on your roof and deal with it. Look down, they'll inspect all your, if it's concrete, concrete mortar type stuff, they'll inspect your mortar when they're up there too, making sure that's dialed in. If you've got a more zero clearance fireplace where you don't really have any cement products or brick or anything like that on, not as big a deal, but still, you got to get that stuff dialed in because who knows? You could have birds have been tearing things up there, animals. You don't want the squirrels getting in there. You could have a big mess going on. So that's a big one. Now, here's the thing, too. This is good. Before we go out to break here in a minute, I want to hit, it's an important one. Make sure all those soffit vents and venting systems are working. Make sure that you've got great ventilation going. Sometimes you'll see people don't even pay attention to it, but the soffit vents are in the soffits on the side of the house there, you know, towards the end, and that's the vent where the air enters into that space. So the air will go into your attic space there, and then it comes out either the side vents or a ridge vent. And a ridge vent's the vent that goes down the entire roof of the house. Make sure you don't have insulation all jammed up in there. If somebody poorly insulated your house and did a, like came in and blew in a bunch of insulation and they blocked those, I've seen it happen a bunch of times. So get a flashlight, grab one of those Coast flashlights, take a look up inside through that vent to make sure that it's not covered. If it is, and you get up there and pull that insulation back so that soffit can breathe, because you want that air to come in. It's just like when you see people put in electric blower fans in their attic space up there. If you don't have enough intake, it's going to suck the air out of the inside of the house. So you don't want that. You want to keep the air inside of the house. So keeping that air moving will keep you from having ice dam problems. It'll really help with some of that. So proper airflow is good. Now, the other one here I like too is make sure that you've got walking around, make sure any bricks, blocks, anything that is masonry, make sure that everything's dialed in there too. Make sure that it cracks. If you get freezing conditions on that, that's going to bust that up even worse. So make sure that all those mortar joints and everything is good. So maybe it's the brick on the front of the house. Maybe it's a brick walkway, all that stuff. Good time to take care of all of that stuff. And again, it's great weather to do it. Little sunshine outside doesn't feel so bad. In a few months, you're going to wish you had it anyway. So, you know, just enjoy that a little bit. Now, another one here that I thought was a good one too is make sure your painted surfaces are looking good. Make sure that around the house, even if you only get it primed and you get a coat of paint on it, protective coatings are going to be huge. If you've got T111 siding or any one of the wood sidings out there that's painted and you've got an area where the paint's off of it, get something on it. Maybe you're not going to paint the house till spring. You're going to take a whole year of weathering off of that.
I was going to say anyone that has to deal with any hail or anything like that, deals out so much damage.
Just anything you can do to take care of that stuff and get it sealed up between now and then, even if you get a primer seal on it and just one coat of paint, you're going to stop that breakdown from happening. So that's going to be the key right there, because, you know, you'll be able to get that rot stop from happening. So that's the key. We come back, we'll be taking all your calls. Number in the studio here is 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. If you missed the show, you got another thing coming.
I see what you did there.
Hey, we want you to join the conversation, 503-417-9595. So grab your phone right now, add contact, Around the House with Eric G. Type that in, then go 503-417-9595. Save, and then call. That way, we can help you out with your project.
Then next week at 12:06, you can just have it all ready to go if you've got a question.
Yep, fire it back up. We do it all over again. Now, if you're listening to us on the podcast, I want to say this. We broadcast this show live in Portland from noon to 2 each Saturday Pacific Standard Time. So if you're a podcast listener out there and you're maybe catching this on a Tuesday or Wednesday, just set it up as an appointment in your calendar. Give us a call with your question. You can be a part of this show.
It doesn't have to be on whatever we're talking. It can be anything that you're working on around
the house. We let you dive in, and it doesn't matter if it's inside house, outside the house, if it's between the fences, whatever. We're here to help you with that. We've been diving into this annual show that we do. This is it. This is the fall maintenance checklist, if you're just joining us. We try to help you out to make sure that we can stop as many winter problems from happening. Because I hate it when you see on the news, they're always sitting in front of an Ace Hardware store. And they're sitting there talking to the guy that's in there in the weatherization department. That's the expert. And he's standing in front of half-empty shelves. And there's 100 people standing there trying to get stuff that's not even in stock. Because they're trying to do it because it's 22 degrees outside.
It's too late.
So let's get ahead of it this year. Maybe save yourself a plumbing bill. And some other problems.
And an emergency call-in.
Oh, yeah. Never good that way. That's why, and we'll talk about this inside the home, that's why I had pyramid heating out at my house earlier this year, because I'm like, my furnace had not been maintained well. And we'll talk about that. You know, in previous years, it has not been maintained. It's just kind of been running. You know how people get, and not me, but previous administration of my house, and had nothing to do with it for me, but they just ran it until it breaks, it's golden. You know, change a filter, that's it. So I learned some lessons what we'll talk about here in the next hour. We'll talk about that in hour number two. So, but here's the thing. When you go through, we were talking about inspecting exterior caulking and stuff and getting that. If you've got an old house, make sure you've got any of those broken panes, cracked glass. If you've got foggy glass, and you know what foggy glass is, so if you've got the double pane window and the seal has failed, make sure that that's now not doing its thing. Board up, Jeff's over there going, call me! This is hilarious. So anyway, this is one of those things. He sells windows too, by the way. So that's why he's going, hey, we need windows. But here's the thing with this. When you're dealing with any of this stuff, that is a heat loss. That's costing you money in there. And so you can replace the window. If they're newer windows, get it warrantied. Or like my house, you've got a lifetime warranty on the windows, and the company filed for bankruptcy. Oh. So lifetime window means nothing when the company's not around. So word to the wise, when you're doing window shopping out there, window shopping, get it?
Well, oh,
dad jokes on a Saturday afternoon.
This whole segment, you're golden today.
So here's the thing. Make sure that you're dealing with a reputable company out there, because like my house, I've got some windows that I've got to replace in there because, well,
They're done.
So it if they're not there, there's no warranty. So make sure you get that dialed in. Make sure you check and get your roof dialed in for moss and stuff. That moss up there is eating the life out of your roof. So especially here on this side of the mountains, that moss and mildew up there is tearing it up, and it's just a slow death. You can get so much more life out of your roof if you're maintaining it and taking care of it and getting it dialed in. And then make sure your deck is very cleaned up. Time to stain it, seal it. It's pretty wet out there right now. But, you know, you want that thing looking good. And if you can get it done before the weather changes here, then it might be too late for it right now, because you want to have it some, you know, first off, check the directions on the sealer you're going to put down for your deck.
Always read the directions.
Read the directions. That's the big part. If you get that dialed in and it's the, you got the right moisture in the deck, you've got a few days of good, clean weather out there, you might be able to get away with it. So take a peek at that. And now would be the time to do that if you can get that done. If not, you're going to have to wait till next year on it. That's just the way it's going to be. And then inspect those gutters and downspouts. Make sure that they're all working correctly. Mine, we had a problem with that.
Oh, well, please do share.
Ah, mine was sitting there. I was walking around my house the other day looking at it. And I was kind of surprised that as we're going through there, I was shocked. I mean, I looked up. Oh, that's disconnected. Don't know how it happened. But it was. So make sure those things are connected, something settled, and I had a problem. So we'll come back. Hour number two, just as soon as Around the House returns.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.